This is Wade Renthke, the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Congressional Budget Office has found that new amendments on the Republican health care bill made as part of the president's concession package would have resulted in a reduction in coverage for 24 million people, but also would have reduced the savings from $337 billion over 10 years to only $150 billion over a decade, costing more without covering any more people. 94% of respondents said paid leave would help families, and 65% said it would help the economy. American workers get 12 weeks of unpaid leave through the Family and Medical Leave Act, but only about 60% are eligible. 13% of workers get paid leave from their employers. Researchers and teaching assistants at Cornell University are preparing to vote to organize with the American Federation of Teachers. The D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals vacated an NLRB decision that found workers at an Arizona grocery store chain could not revoke so-called dues checkoff authorizations during a period between the expiration of their contract and the signing of a new one. Dues checkoff form allows an employer to deduct union fees directly from the paychecks of union members. Trump administration signed a permit for TransCanada to build Keystone XL, bringing the oil pipeline closer to fruition over a year after former President Obama blocked its construction. In a major defeat for President Trump and House Speaker Paul Ryan, the Republicans pulled the health care bill at the last minute, failing to produce the votes to pass and leaving Obamacare in place, in Ryan's words, for the foreseeable future. Brazil's tainted meat scandal is driving up cattle prices and creating an opening for competitors in the U.S. and elsewhere that struggle to match the South American nation's low production cost. Former president of Penn State, Graham Spanier, was found guilty of a misdemeanor count of child endangerment, but acquitted of conspiracy and another count of child endangerment for hushing up the accusations against the coach, Jerry Sandusky. CIA developed tools to spy on Apple's Macintosh computers by injecting software into the chips that control the computer's fundamental operations, according to the latest cache of classified government documents published by WikiLeaks. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.